Listen to a faith enlightening parable of a pious father and his well-nurtured daughter. Sayyiduna Shaykh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was a very famous pious individual of his era. When his daughter, who was of a beautiful appearance and character, became eligible for marriage, a marriage proposal came for her from a king. But Sayyiduna Shaykh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh requested for 3 days to think about it, to think about the proposal of the king. And after this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh started to look for a pious young man going around from one masjid to another. His sight fell upon a young man who completed his salah in an excellent manner, in a very good manner. Shaykh Kirmani alayhi rahmah saw that this young man has completed his salah in. So the Shaykh, he goes to him and asks him that, "Are you married?" To which the young man replied, "No." Then Shaykh Kirmani alayhi rahmah said that, "Do you want to get married?" The girl recites the Quran, is habitual in offering her salah and fasting, and she is beautiful and of a pious nature. Now listening to this, that young man, he said that, "Who would want to marry me?" As in that person, young man, he was very poor. So he said to Shaykh that, "Who would want to marry me?" And the Shaykh replied that, "I will arrange it. Here, take some dirhams and buy bread from one dirham, buy curry for one dirham, and buy some perfume for one dirham." So in this manner, Shaykh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had his pious daughter's nikah done with this young man. Now the nikah is performed, the marriage has taken place, and when the bride came to the groom's house, she saw that a dry piece of bread was placed upon a vessel of water. She asked, "What is this bread about? What is this?" To which the groom replied that, "This is the stale bread from yesterday, which I kept for iftar, for breaking my fast today." Now hearing this, the newly wedded bride, she started returning back to her home. And seeing this, the groom, he said that, "I knew that the princess-like daughter of Sayyiduna Shaykh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh can never stay with a poor person like me." Now over here, he was thinking that the daughter of Shaykh Kirmani alayhi rahmah, who's now his wife, she's returning. Why? Because he's a very poor person. So these are the thoughts that struck his mind. So he also expressed this verbally, saying that, "I knew that how come the princess-like daughter of Shaykh Kirmani alayhi rahmah will stay with a poor person like me?" Now upon this, the bride, she replied that, "I'm not returning because of your poverty." Listen to the answer very carefully, viewers of Madani Channel. This is something that should touch our hearts and we should ponder upon our state as well. She said that, "I'm not returning because of your poverty. I'm returning because your reliance, your trust in Allah Almighty seems to be very weak. I'm amazed at my father. How did he describe you as a sound-natured and pious man?" Upon seeing this, the groom was embarrassed and he said that, "I apologize for this weakness of mine." And the bride, she said that, "Keep your excuse to yourself. However, I cannot stay in a house that has one time's food stored in it. Now, either I will stay here or this bread will stay here." Upon this, the groom immediately went and gave that bread in sadaqah, in alms. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So, O devotees of the awliya, you've just heard that how well the renowned saint of his time, Sayyiduna Shaykh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, how well had he nurtured his daughter. His well-nurtured daughter had complete reliance and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She did not become upset at the lack of wealth or luxuries in her husband's house. Rather, she complained about him storing bread for iftar, for breaking his fast. Surely, his daughter had this mindset due to him providing her an Islamic upbringing, as he himself was Allah-fearing and possessed complete trust in Allah Almighty. This is where we need to focus upon, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that he himself was Allah-fearing and had complete trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, he gave his daughter an Islamic upbringing and chose a pious worshipper for her marriage so that the blessings of the fear of Allah Almighty and piety can also transfer to their children as well. Of course, if a person is pious himself, His children benefit from his good deeds as well.